Welcome to Lenexa United Methodist Church. I am Linda Stokes. I'm leading in worship today while Pastor Ezekiel is still in Kenya. Thank you to those brave souls who braved the weather this morning. There are several announcements in your bulletin this week. I encourage you to take note of all those and in the insert about the blood drive that's coming up. An announcement, my understanding is both Club 56 and Youth Group are canceled for tonight. Some reason they think there's going to be more snow. This week you will see lots of events. Wednesday night is caroling at Lakeview Village. I know as many people who would like to come and participate that, it's always a fun evening. Let Mary know you're coming so that they know to meet you here at the church to carpool to Lakeview. Thursday in the underground will be an opportunity to take a break from the craziness of the holiday season, enjoy an evening of relaxation and reflection as the underground band plays. Invite you all to come and be a part of that. Note the information in the bulletin about the Christmas Eve worship services, three of them at 5, 7, and 11. Great opportunity to invite a friend to come with you to worship. And I especially want to thank the Chancellor Choir for leading us today in their lessons and carols, and I'm looking forward to hearing that. If you would please sign the attendance pad and pass it down the aisle. If you're a visitor, we hope you feel welcome, and please give us your contact information so that we may appropriately greet you. As the Dent family comes forward for the lighting of the Advent candles and the call to worship, let us praise God. God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
God is good.
Join in the call to worship.
Rejoice, always pray without ceasing.
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for us in Christ.
The God of peace is with us.
Do not quench the spirit. Hold fast to what is good.
The one who calls you is faithful.
Join in hymn number 196, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. The words are on the screen.
Thank you.
As the children come forward for the children's moment, please greet your neighbor with the peace of Christ.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody.
All right. So if we look at our candles, we have three now because it's the third week of Advent. Does anybody remember what the first candle stood for? Do you remember?
Hope.
Yeah. Does anybody remember what the second candle stood for? Katie? Says with a P. Peace. Good job, JR. And what was the third candle for that you guys lit today?
Joy.
Exactly. So we've been talking about what those words mean in our lives and how we can show God's hope and peace and joy this Advent season. So what do you guys think joy is? Katie?
Like happy.
Happy, yeah. Anyone else? Yeah, show me what you look like if you're really joyful about something. Yeah, do you ever do a little happy dance?
I'm doing
happy. Yeah. Yeah, it's like so much happiness that you can't contain it. And God wants us to be joyful. God loves sharing in joy with us. God rejoices when we have the joy in our lives. And that joy comes not just from being happy, not just from having cool toys under our Christmas tree, but that joy comes from having God and Jesus living in our heart and living through our lives. So what are some ways that we can show that we have the joy, God's joy in our lives? There's some ways that we can spread that joy to others. What can you do to someone to show them joy? What do you think, JR? Give them gifts, maybe. What do you think, Lincoln?
Be kind.
Yeah, be kind to them, Kennedy.
Be nice.
Yeah, be nice. Nolan? Yeah,
doing
that happy dance, spreading that cheer. If somebody's feeling kind of sad, we can cheer them up by being nice and kind and doing the happy dance with them. So let's remember this week about God's joy in our lives and that it's not just the happiness that we get from cool toys and it's God's joy that's deep in our hearts. And so, we'll get our next candle ornament. This time it has a pink ribbon to match our pink candle because pink is a symbol of joy. And remember on the back, it has a Bible verse and a prayer that you can read this week with your family to celebrate God's joy.
My favorite color is pink.
All right. Let's pray. Repeat after me.
Dear God,
we light the candle of joy
so that everyone can see
Jesus' joy in our lives.
Amen.
I grab an ornament.
Thank you, Mary. As we move to our celebrations and concerns time, I want to thank everyone who has stepped up to help us meet our operating budget goals for 2019. We still need approximately $45,000 by the end of the year, and this is a doable number if we all chip in together and each one does what we can. If you've been blessed and can give a 13th or even 14th month, that would be great, but we only ask you to give the amount that works for you. I really hope that in 3 weeks we can stand here and say that we made our goal and paid 100% of our mission share for the 10th consecutive year, which is what we're on task to do if we can do this. Those of you who were here last week, you heard me say God will provide, but only if we let him. Keep Pastor Ezekiel in your prayers. He does return from Kenya this week. I believe it's on Wednesday. There's others listed on the prayer sheet, on the blue insert, that I ask you to keep in your prayers this week. And then I especially want to lift up those as we near Christmas. I know that there's some that The holiday season is difficult for. Maybe this is the first year after the loss of a loved one, or just it can be hard for a lot of people, and I want us to remember those in our prayers. Join me in prayer. Almighty God, as we near that time that we celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus the Christ, be with us all, especially be with those who are hurting, those who need healing, and those who are grieving. Bring them comfort and help them find joy in the midst of sorrow. Be with Pastor Ezekiel this week as he travels back to us from Kenya. In these final days of preparation before Christmas, help us all to remember to share the joy of the Lord with everyone around us. In his name we pray. Amen. And join me in the community prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the glad tidings of great joy that were given to all people so many years ago, yet remains alive in us today. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and the joy and peace that floods the hearts of all who have found in him the rock of their salvation. The power of your Holy Spirit is our strength, and the peace that comes from you is the abiding peace that enables us to overcome all difficulties of life. So fill our hearts with your abiding joy that we may rejoice in life's circumstances, in periods of plenty, and during those seasons when we have very little, in times of hardship, as well as those times of happiness. Help us to share this joy of knowing Jesus with all those who you placed in our path. In your name we pray. Amen. And join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. I ask the ushers to come forward to receive our tithes and offerings. Dear God, thank you for these gifts that have been given. Use them to bless you and bless the ministry we do together as a church. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hear the word of the Lord to Israel. A king is coming who will judge with righteousness, who will make decisions with justice. He will be like no other king, for his reign will never end. His throne will be established in love, and his kingdom will encompass all the earth. When he comes, you will see the dawn of peace, a peace that will last forever. Have faith, for what I do is as I have promised. Each generation, the people of Israel waited for their king, like prisoners in darkness, in cells. They longed for the light of his appearance. Still, they celebrated in God's promise that this king who would redeem them would come. And they waited in faith for his kingdom of peace. As Israel waited for her king, the angel Gabriel visited a young Jewish girl named Mary. She listened with innocence and wonder as he bestowed God's promise upon her. As the time neared for the promised Christ to be born, the emperor decreed that each family pay taxes in its city of ancestry. To comply with this decree, Mary and Joseph, to whom she was pledged to be married, made their way to Bethlehem. Because the city was overflowing with tax-paying visitors, they were turned away at every inn. However, seeing that Mary was about to give birth, a compassionate innkeeper offered them his stable. And while they were there, this child, who was both creator and promised king, was born in this humble setting among his very creation. Unaware that its long-awaited miracle had appeared, much of the city slept. But the angels of heaven filled the skies with singing and rejoicing. They announced the king's birth to a band of shepherds guarding their flocks in the fields surrounding Bethlehem. As the shepherds watched the skies with astonishment, a brilliant star lit up the night.
Every place of all creation, in the blood of Christ, let all rejoice, let God
course, eager to find the king whose birth could command such wonders to appear in the heavens, the shepherds hurried to worship him. As they knelt before the child, how could they know that this king would become both shepherd and lamb? For he would shepherd his people with peace, and out of love, ultimately become a lamb of sacrifice for their life. unable to contain their joy, the shepherds spread the news of what they had been told about this king. Everyone who heard the story was amazed by it. A king of peace, promised by the prophets, had been born. The silence of darkness had been broken by the joyous news of a great light. This news of the promised king's birth spread to regions outside of Bethlehem, and wise men from the east also came to worship him. Now, while shepherds had only their reverence to offer, these magi brought with them precious gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. As we come to worship this king, what will we bring to offer him? The prophet Micah asked himself this same question hundreds of years before God's promise was fulfilled. And its answer remains unchanged. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before him? Shall I come before him with sacrifice? Will he be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my soul's transgressions? God has already shown you what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To have a heart that acts with justice toward all and loves mercy and walks humbly with your God. Today is a day of joy, a day of celebration. As the angels sang to announce the king's birth, we too should sing and spread the news to the world. God's promise has been fulfilled. The king has come. He has come to bring us peace and joy and life.
Thank you.
hymn number 202, People Look East. And spread that peace and joy to the world. Amen.